Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Terry Shuttlesworth, has a gift from God in which thousands of deaf people have got their hearing back. But I recently was at his congregation, and I found out that he not only has a supernatural gift of people being able to hear, but he hears from God also. Watch.
Well, the Lord has given you a new heart, the heart of a young man. Your ministry is going to flourish in the next 5 years, where you'll be raising up miracle people, not just Jewish, but miracles. And what you thought that you would never flow in to an extent, the power is coming into your ministry. The miracle anointing, you're going to operate in a word of knowledge like never before, as it's imparted into your spirit today by the Holy Ghost. God will give you first names of people. You'll call people out by disease. You'll call people out by problems in business. And it'll be specific words of knowledge. And in the beginning, God's going to use your hand to be laid on them after the word comes. You'll lay your hand on their heads and on their belly, specifically on the belly. And you'll prophesy to them. For God's opened up your mouth like a shofar. And when you speak, the prophetic word will be lodged in their spirit and the miracles will come. You're coming into a miracle ministry in your later years, not just interviewing those at it, but you're coming into a stronger miracle anointing than you've ever seen before. Where God's going to, for you said to God, God, why can't I? And I've seen why, but you will now. You will now, but a new heart. You needed a new heart, so God gives you a strong heart like that of a 35-year-old.
Well, you know what, Terry, you did not know at the time, is previous to that prophetic word that you gave me, I had just been to my cardiologist, and they had said, you know, we gave you a nuclear stress EKG a year or so ago, and it does not look good. We want you to go to the hospital and do some exploratory surgery, a test just, and I know better. And so I was believing God, but you had no way of knowing this. And just a little PS that you don't know is I went to the doctor then after you prophesied, and the doctor said, it's improved. Well, I believe it's better than improved. I believe that it's a new heart. Also, when I was at your congregation, I saw you pray for a couple of people where they were deaf in one ear.
Right.
Not only did you know why they were deaf, you knew the exact situation, but it was really neat to see that gift operate. But I believe the reason you have such a strong gift for prophecy and for healing of deaf people is because of your prophetic gift, where you literally hear from God and you want everyone else to hear from God. There was one other thing. You mentioned I'd have words of knowledge would be increased and names even.
Right.
Well, a couple of days ago, I woke up, I heard someone's name. I didn't know who they were. The name was Lucy. And I called up someone and the receptionist said, this is Lucy, can I help you? So I said, Lucy, what's going on with you? Do you have a problem? And she starts crying. Mm-hmm. And I said, what happened? She said, I was just in an auto accident and I'm in such pain. Mm-hmm. I said, Lucy, can I pray for you? And I prayed for her and I talked to her a few days later, actually. And she said, the minute I prayed, the pain went. And so it's happening right now, Terry. Mm-hmm. Right now, there are people being healed in anything in your back and anything in your neck. I'm trying to get there. And in your hearing,
yeah.
The thing you told me that was really amazing was how you get prophetic words about famous people. Like, for instance, you knew who was going to be president of the United States, not for the last 4 years, but for an 8-year window. Tell me about that.
Yeah, God had given me a word about a new beginning in the United States, not so much politically, but more on a move of God and a spiritual scale. And so as the Lord showed me that, he showed me that President Bush was going to be going into office. And then the Lord told me at the time, before he was elected the first time, he told me that he would be in office for 8 years. Of course, in the second term or the latter part of the office that President Bush holds, we know all of the fiasco that went on there in the Chad County.
No one will forget those Chads, right? And look it up.
And so I have a church, and I came into the church during that time, and I told them that, you know, President Bush, you know, would be elected. And of course, many of them had been with me before that, so they knew that that I had already said it, you know. So you can't move in the gifts of God if you're too uptight, first of all. You have to be a person who is sensitive to the voice of God and your own relationship to God. And you have to be someone who is able to touch people. You know, Jesus, the reason I believe he was so effective is because people wanted to be around Jesus. He didn't carry a religious atmosphere with him that pushed people away, but he carried, I believe, the anointing of a simple man. I believe he carried the anointing of somebody that could be related to. And, you know, very often, it's almost gotten to the point where people that are supposed to be charismatic and moving in the gifts of God have come into a place where they've so formatted and structured things that there's no room for God to move even if he wanted to.
The operative word, Terry, is freedom. And Terry has an anointing, an outpouring of God's presence that came when a very large angel visited him. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Terry Shuttlesworth. And Terry, I do envy your background. Mm-hmm. You were raised in a family where, I believe it's what, three brothers?
I have three brothers.
That move in the supernatural of God in full-time ministry.
All in the ministry, and, yeah.
But as a child, you went to the tent meetings of the great evangelists. What effect did it have on you?
Oh, it was profound because, you know, everything has to do with the atmosphere that you're in, you know. And somebody said, I forget who the preacher was, but there's no better place to be born again than to be incubated in a tent meeting, you know. And back when I was growing up, I mean, you brought families and the kids, you know, they laid under the benches or did whatever they had to do. But I mean, you went to church, and we went to church, of course, on a regular basis. My father was a pastor. And then, of course, we went to a lot of the tent meetings and things that were going on
in
the early 70s.
What do you remember most about them as a child?
What I remember the most was I always sensed the presence of God, even as a young child.
I wish I had that opportunity.
It was almost like, you know, if you go into a room and you can feel heat on, or you could feel air conditioning, you know the heat's on, you know, there. As a child, I can remember being in meetings where I knew God was in the place. You know, I knew that the presence of God was there. That was the most profound, I think, upon the impact of just feeling the presence of God, and I knew God was there, you know?
Yeah, you know, with me, there's nothing that is more exciting. First, hearing God's voice, that's the most exciting thing. And then the next most exciting thing is just feeling his tangible love, his tangible presence. That's what Terry's talking about. But as a 12-year-old, even before you were bar mitzvah,
yeah,
at 13,
yeah,
but as a 12-year-old, you had an encounter with God. Tell me about that.
Well, and it's interesting too. I was at a meeting that my mother had taken me to, where there was a prophet there who had, on that night, wasn't necessarily preaching, but was explaining a vision that he had about a train that was on its way to hell. And so basically, as he ministered to the congregation, he was talking about the different types of people that were in each compartment that God allowed him to visit. Something about that message got a hold of me. And I remember as a young boy, 12 years old, I went to the altar and I just began to pray. But as I began to pray, the room or the church opened up to me in the front, and I went into a vision as a young man, 12 years old. It wasn't something that I needed explained to me because it was nothing to compare it to or contrast mm-hmm. with. So as I saw it, I saw the hand of God holding what I know now as a ram's horn or a shofar, and the hand tipped the shofar and golden oil came out of it, and there was the earth spinning there, and when it hit, the golden oil hit the earth, wherever it hit began to shine that golden color. And during that time, when that happened, then all that disappeared. The hand of God came toward me. The finger of God touched my mouth. When it did, I was filled with the Holy Spirit by evidence of speaking in other tongues. And I fell out slain in the spirit as a young man. And when I came back into what I, you know, call my conscious state, everybody was gone. It was in the wee hours of the morning. The pastor, my mother, and an older woman in the church had stayed. But it was there that God called me to the ministry, told me that I would prophesy, you know, to the nations, and also said that he would do certain things about sending me certain places, which I've been, Africa, Europe, different places that God said, you know, he had given to me to prophesy to, and we continue to do so. But, you know, a thing that was amazing on that I never thought about till you just said that was that at the time my father was pastoring, he was taking Holy Land tours quite a bit. And I had my 13th birthday in the King David Hotel in Jerusalem.
It's a beautiful hotel.
And when you just said that, I thought, you know what? I think God did bar mitzvah me because I spent my birthday there unexpectedly after I had had that vision when I was 12. And now that I think about it, when I was 13, I blew my candles out in Jerusalem. And to be honest with you, I haven't been back since on my 13th birthday. We were there.
Well, it's time you come back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's my country.
Absolutely.
Terry, God has shown you what's going to happen prophetically this year and next year.
Yeah, 2007 is a year of release. And if you're watching this program by television right now, I want you to just look at us for just a moment. A year of release is a time in Scripture where God, I believe, brings things into the earth that were destined to be here but have not been loosed because of significant time frames or what God is. See, God's already, in my opinion, God's already spoken everything that he will speak in the volume of the book. So when you understand prophecy, then you know if it has been spoken, then now he raises up his servants, the prophets, who reveal the secrets of God. But the secrets of God are already revealed in the body, but then there's a time for the manifestation. 2007 is a year of release, and 2008 is going to be a year of new beginnings.
Okay, you're about ready to see a demonstration of the gifts in Terry. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Terry Shuttlesworth. And Terry, you were on an extended fast and a 25-foot angel came into where you were?
Well, I was praying. We were in an early morning prayer meeting, a 6 a.m. prayer meeting, but I was on a 21-day fast. And on the 17th day, as I was praying, I was just walking around the church that I was in. And the angel was on the platform with his head down. Was knelt down facing the back of the church, and I would say that the church's roof was 20 to 25 feet. The back of the angel and the wings that were on his back, I couldn't see because they were out of sight through the roof. So the angel was probably twice that size that I saw, or the vision of the angel. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. Whether I was seeing the actual angel or a vision of the angel, but I did see the immenseness of it was what God wanted me to see, because I believe God wanted me to see the power of the angel. And the Lord spoke to me that it wasn't a normal angel, but that it was an angel to a church. And I believe that churches that are anointed of God to be in certain positions that they're in cities, countries, that there are angels that are sent, that are angels over those churches. I believe there are ministering spirits, other angels as well, that can come through prayer and so forth. But I believe that there are key places on the earth that ministers hold a spiritual place, and they represent the power of God. And that's what that angel was. It was an angel to a church. And I believe that that angel carried the presence of God from the throne room of God.
Speaking of the immense power of God, you visited a group of people that National Geographic featured. Mm-hmm. They call them, and I've since looked them up on the web, mm-hmm. they're called ostrich people. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was ministering in the early 90s in Zimbabwe, in the southern part of Africa. And there was a missionary there that had a work, and these ostrich people were getting saved. Well, the reason they're called the ostrich people is because they have their feet look like they're split hooved, almost like an ostrich. And the reason it is because there's a curse that's placed on them. There's a ceremony of the drinking of ostrich blood and so forth, and basically it's tribalism and
Satanism.
So
the whole group have that split thing like an ostrich on their feet.
Oh, it's absolutely. Then still to this day, you'll find some, you know, mm-hmm. those. But it's an interesting thing that the ones that are being saved and the power of God is delivering, their feet are coming and their toes are forming. And many of them have experienced the power of God. When that curse is broken, their feet go back to
normal. Tell me about that one young girl that you prayed for.
Yeah, I was in a meeting. Actually, the Lord gave me a message on a lamb for a house. I was preaching on the blood covenant. And when I was just the manifestation of God, she was full of demons. And she began to manifest because the demons began to come out of her just as I was preaching the word. The interesting thing was, you know, it had sent deacons scattering in America, but in Africa, where I was at the time, about six men just got up without anybody moving. Everybody kept their eyes on the preaching and what was going on. It was like there wasn't even an interruption because so many of them had been delivered from curses and the demonic themselves. So it was not out of the normal for them to see something supernatural like this. At any rate, this girl was completely delivered from demons. The six men just held her until the demons tore out of her. When it was finished, they came, they ministered to her. The service kept going on. They didn't take her in the back. They just set her right in the midst of everybody else, probably a brother or a cousin standing right there. And she listened to the rest of the message, completely delivered from the power of the demonic, you know. And her feet are normal today, you know, because she was under a curse and then she was brought out from under that curse.
So when they're brought out from under, you've actually seen people where their feet grow back to the normal.
Oh, yeah, I've seen. Yeah, absolutely. There was an entire, you know, hundreds of them that were there. Probably, I don't like to exaggerate, at least 600 that had been delivered by God in that way.
Isn't that an amazing thing? When that curse is broken, someone goes back to being normal. Well, I believe sickness
absolutely.
Is a curse.
Yeah, sickness is a curse. It's not the will of God for us to be ill. It's not God's will for us to suffer. We're His children. He wants the best for us, just like we want the best for our children.
So could you break the curse right now?
I'd love to pray for people today. I mean, if people are watching us right now by television, listen. It doesn't matter what it is in your body. God has power to deliver you from any illness. Somebody's watching us right now. I felt it before we started the program that I was to pray for those that have cancer. And so I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Those of you that are looking, you might not even go to a church, but I believe that right now, by the word that's coming out of my mouth that God's given me, that your cancer is cursed at the roots and it's going to come out of your body. You're going to send this ministry a testimony of your healing. In Jesus' name, I speak to it and command it to die at the root. Hallelujah. God has a word for America today, Sid, and it's to get back on its feet, to be strong again. The bones have to come together. The anointing has to come upon that great army of God again. And you and I both know that the answer is not to diversify and to just minister to different types of people. And the answer is Jesus, just pure Jesus, pure power, miracles, and anointing. These signs shall follow them that believe. And we've got to do what the Bible says so that people that need to be saved can be saved. If we hold back to try to present Christ in a way that is comfortable it's not going to bring some people into that place that God wants them to be, because they don't need comfort. They need actually moved out of a zone that they've got in that is comfortable and brought into a place, really, where miracles are your security and the normal is your insecurity. You know, we can have...
Oh, that's the operative word. There we go again. Normal. Are you normal?
Yeah.
Normal, according to the truth book, which is the Bible, is to pray in the name of Jesus, lay hands on the sick, cast down demons. That's speak in languages you haven't been instructed, called tongues. That's called normal.
That's right.
And Terry, we're coming into a time, and you and I have talked about this, in which it's not going to be the superstar. It will be the superstar working in ordinary people.
That's right.
Because the truth is, the superstar
everybody
that you
should
see
be
on TV, they're no superstar. They're just human. They mess up as much as you mess up. I mess up as much as you mess up. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, I've tasted the reality of God. I've tasted the reality of His Spirit. I've tasted the reality of His love. I've tasted the reality of His peace. And it's not an accident that you're looking at us right now. And God is saying to you, taste, and you'll find out that I am good. Your sins are separating you from God. You know what your sins are. Tell them you're sorry. Believe the blood of Jesus washes away those sins. And then ask Him to live inside of you and give you the power to be overcoming these sins and to just love you. He really, really cares. He's worth praying to. You'll see. Open your mouth now.